Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family? Good to see every single one of you guys. Chaotic day today in the circus in the New York courthouse going after Donald J. Trump. The persecution, the political persecution and witch hunt continues. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you think you can handle it, stick around and subscribe to the channel. Smash that like button. Hit the bell notification. Copy the link and please share the transmission absolutely everywhere. We are thankful for all of your participation in this intel war on a daily basis, copying the links, transmitting them everywhere you possibly can. This is how we grow out the network. This is how we get out the message by you. With that said, please go to lfatv.us and leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time or reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Make a contribution today, and if you already have, thank you, and do it again. Because this is how we build out true America First, independent, alternative media outside of the mainstream media propaganda machines, outside of the establishment. Partake today in building the future for literally a more truthful and transparent tomorrow. Go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount. One time or reoccurring, we are thankful for every single one of you. And while you are there, while supplies last, get them while you can. The official exclusive LFATV flannels now, exclusively only at lfatv.us. They're unisex, male and female alike. Check out all the great merch. Check out all the great products. We thank you, every single one of you guys. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez, Based American Roll Call, Sherry 2032 in the chat, Joanne EV in the chat, Jarn DZZ in the chat, Dan the Drummer 234 in the chat, Val TYRS, Men in the chat, Mary I Am in the chat. Did I already say that? It's okay. R Star 77 in the chat, Based Americans locked and loaded, Twilight Zone 2030. Good to see you, No Eva Brown. Good to see every single one of my Based Americans tuning in tonight. As always, locked and loaded and ready to go. The political persecution of Donald J. Trump continues. And it's up in the air at this point. There is a lot of debate. Only God knows how this is really going to end. Only God knows with... It appears that this crooked judge wanted a verdict rendered by 4:30 Eastern time today. That did not happen. There were several notes, clarifications requested by the jury that led to another day of deliberations. And there is a lot of speculation, a lot of debate, obviously in the political world, all over the news, left and right, as to whether this delay in a verdict is leading to possibly a hung jury situation where, well, they just are not coming to a decision. However, there are some nuances there that took place over the past 48 hours. But as I've been telling people, that none of this is about truth. None of this is about justice. You had Trump supporters if they were actually Trump supporters. I don't know if they were outside of the courthouse today in New York, literally crying. I mean, what the hell is that? What are you doing? Why are you crying? You know what I mean? Now is not the time to show weakness and cry. You don't do that, okay? MAGA should not be in a place where we are crying because Trump is being politically persecuted. That's weak. That's beta. That's cuck, emotionally unstable behavior, period. Period. Is this a travesty? Is this a miscarriage of justice? And honestly, I think if they convict Trump, it's only going to empower him. And if they actually put Trump in a jail cell for 30 seconds, that's the election, ladies and gentlemen. That is the election. I saw viral clips. I don't know if they're actually Trump supporters. They appear to be, because you had all kinds of clips today outside of the courthouse, and some were Trump supporters, mostly women, crying. It's like, what are you doing? Now is not the time to cry. You know what I mean? Don't stop crying, okay? We're at war right now. We are literally at war, in the middle of war, when you're getting shot at, okay? That's not when you start crying. I saw that this morning. I'm like, man, those better not actually be Trump supporters. If they are, get them out. Get them out. That's not where we're at right now. No. Now is not the time to cry, because we're not getting our way. But this is why I've told people, if this doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go, if God's will ends up being this path of persecution is to be walked through entirely, there will be people in MAGA that have terrible theology that will not be able to comprehend persecution. They will not be able to literally comprehend. They will be sitting there and they will be crying, asking God why. I told you guys this kind of stuff was going to happen. It's like people don't want to believe me. It's like, anyways, I'll talk a lot more about that tonight on Drew Hernandez Live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll put the link in the chat, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Link is in the chat. I actually might be, you know what? I think I'm going to go live a couple hours early tonight. I think I'm going to do that. When Roger Stone is finished up here, I think I'll go live at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. There's a lot I need to go over tonight. So link is in the chat to all my riggas. Usually we go live at 11 Eastern. I think I'm going to do 9 tonight. I think we're going to do 9 tonight. A lot to talk about. But anyways, as I said, another day of deliberation will take place tomorrow. It's wrapped up for today. Jury concludes first day of deliberations in Trump trial without reaching verdict after coming back with questions for the judge multiple times. Multiple times. And it appears that the jury, there's a lot of things that could be happening here simultaneously. It's been a long jury. They've had breaks in between. There's not a lot of clarification. I think they're giving them like information overload, because typically a normal human being is like, this is too much. Let's just get it over with. Give these people what they want. I want to go home and live my life, right? That could be part of what is taking place here. But also part of what could be taking place here is that these jurors are not actually convinced, and they haven't received full clarification on the facts that they're concerned about. So this kind of signals to me that they are seeking somewhat of an actual accurate rendering of a verdict, which is a good sign. But that could go either way. But we know the judge has made this very complicated in the past couple days, actually lowering the bar of justice, lowering the bar. They don't have to come to a unanimous decision. It could be all over the place. Literally just the judge created multiple scenarios to where Trump could be easily convicted. And if that happens, I will be the first to tell you I am not surprised. Obviously, this will go to an appeal. And maybe that's kind of like backup. Because obviously Trump will appeal this. And that won't happen probably for another year, maybe two. And if Trump wins the presidency, he's going to be dealing with that as he's the president. And we'll see where that goes in the future on top of whatever the hell else they throw at him. But we shall see. The New York City jury in DA Alvin Bragg's falsified business records case was dismissed about... hold on, this wasn't written correctly. This whoever wrote this is making it seem like the entire case was dismissed. Let me correct this. I don't know who wrote this, but this needs to be corrected. The New York City jury in DA Alvin Bragg's falsified business records case day one deliberation has been dismissed about 4 p.m. on Wednesday without reaching a verdict on the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. And they will return tomorrow between 9 and 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Sometimes you got to correct what these people write because it can confuse people. Like, what? What? It was dismissed? Yeah! You know what I mean? No. Just today. The deliberation process was dismissed until tomorrow morning. And onward it goes. The jury had been deliberating for 4 hours and during their time in the jury room had asked to review the transcript of witness David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher who detailed the process of buying and killing stories. They were brought back into the courtroom to hear a section of that transcript read by the clerk. They also asked for a reread of Judge Juan Merchant's instructions. In addition, Jonathan Turley reports from inside the courthouse that the jury also asked for additional information regarding Michael Cohen's testimony and key meeting he had with Trump at Trump Tower in New York. Turley said that the questions regarding Mr. Pecker's testimony regarding telephone conversation with Trump too, Pecker's testimony on the decision not to fund McDougal's life rights, 3, Pecker's testimony on the Trump Tower meeting, 4, Cohen's testimony on the Trump Tower meeting, in addition to the reread of the instructions. So the jury seems to be wanting clarification on things that they are deliberating and obviously zeroing in on. And I'm not a legal expert. This is just my opinion based off of what I'm seeing here in my analysis. It appears that the jury has narrowed their verdict down to these specifically requests that took place today in order to have a further clarification to make a decision. In a perfect world, in a perfect justice process, the jury is going to do their job, and that is to observe all of the facts, to make an educated decision that is a rendered verdict in a criminal trial. And the only way to do that is to have absolute clarification on the subjects that you are analyzing to make that decision. And if you have any questions, you ask so you receive clarification. So to me, these very specific notes that were requested today, I mean, this could go any way. This literally can go any way. This could go in Trump's favor or it could go the opposite. What this indicates to me is that they're actually deliberating and seeking clarification on these subjects. But like I said, if they convict Trump, and if they throw, I don't think Trump will be thrown in a jail cell, but if they, we're talking about a banana republic here, okay? If they do, that's probably the best thing that could happen to Trump right now, to be honest, right? Like, that is literally, it will be like anabolic steroid injections into the 2024 Trump campaign. Hands down. It is the in my opinion, and I'm not saying I want this, but it sucks because it's setting a precedent for all of us. But if they convict Trump, even if they don't put him in jail, that is probably the best thing that could happen right now. Like running as a political martyr, right? A political American martyr is like, this is like straight up George Washington type stuff. I don't say that lightly. You know what I mean? Like Trump, what Trump is doing right now is this might be controversial, but I'm going to say it. What Trump is doing right now, this political persecution and walking through it like a champ, like a man, this is gaining him some rights to be put on Mount Rushmore. What do you guys think, chat? Like, this is revolutionary stuff here. This is truly revolutionary stuff here. Like this is giving him the right to have his face go down in history as a true American revolutionary patriot. Facts. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not saying that because, like, I obviously want to make America great again. That's my candidate. That's my president. This is the real deal. That's why I'm saying the best outcome, in my opinion, is if Trump gets convicted. Like he will be able to run as the political persecuted martyr in 2024, which is, bro, you can't pay for a better campaign advertisement. You can't just hit. And that's if we have a free and fair election, ladies and gentlemen. That's if we have a free and fair election. And if we don't, that's a whole different conversation. If this election is rigged in November, all of this is meaningless. Unfortunately, it is. Because the too big to rig theory doesn't work if you actually believe these machines could be manipulated like literally like nothing at the touch of a button. It doesn't matter. If you actually believe that they're conducting 3 a.m. mass mail-in ballot dumps, it doesn't matter. That's simply the truth. That's why election integrity should have been at the top of the agenda the past 4 years for a majority Republican House, or the time that they've had in several different states. And I'm just going to keep it 100 with you guys. This thing is 50-50. For me, this thing is 50-50. I am totally convinced Trump destroys whoever Democrats come in and throw up immediately. It's too late. Trump's our guy. Free and fair election, we win. But if they rig this thing, that's why you won't hear me saying too big to rig. I've learned, and I was like this in 2020. A lot of Trump supporters, especially guys that get into media, they start to get some clout. They realize that being a Trump cheerleader could actually build you a career. And they come out and they're speaking at rallies, or they're finally getting invited to be like on Newsmax or Fox News, or it's just like the regular rotation. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these guys, they know that they have to be that cheerleader because they view it as profitable to build a career in the future. I know people. I've seen this. I've been in this game for few years. I know these people, you know what I mean? And I know one when I see them. The too big to rig theory could work. I think that would require the Uniparty and the deep state to make mistakes if they attempt to rig this thing. I think there's going to be a lot more eyes. I think the RNC, some grassroots movements have been taking place to have more eyes, volunteers, voting poll centers. That will be a difference this time around. The question is, will it be enough? The question is, will it be enough? Because you know what I would like to see? I would like to see American elections conducted with no machines ever again. Then I'll feel comfortable. And you know what else I would like to see? I would like to see that mail-in ballot voting restricted to very exclusive and specific cases in this country. Right? If overseas, you have military, those that are bedridden that literally cannot get up, right? Like there are very specific cases for mail-in ballot voting. I would like to see that pulled back and restricted. If all of that took place, whether it was a federal level or multiple states enacted that over these past 4 years, I would feel a lot more comfortable about the too big to rig theory. I'm just being completely honest with you guys. Remove those two things, and I think we got a closer, fair shot at a free and fair election. Just remove those two things, or at least try to. And how much has the Republican Party done that? No, they're more concerned about making sure that Israel has billions of dollars. Yes, yes. Did you see what the prime minister admitted to the other day of Israel? Oh, yes. Your taxpayer money, you Christian Zionist. Your taxpayer money is going to Israel to bomb and obliterate Rafah. And Israel admitted that they murdered and slaughtered innocent civilians in the region and called it a tragic mistake. Our bad. Have you seen the videos? And listen, I don't give a damn about either side. Don't get it twisted. Oh, so you support Hamas and terrorists, Drew? Shut up, cuck. No, I think we should be pulled out of the entire damn thing. I want my money to be for me, my country, and my family before some damn countries in the Middle East that have been slaughtering each other for thousands of years that I have nothing to do with. I'm America first, not Israel first. I'm America first, not Palestine first. I'm America first, not Ukraine first. I'm America first, not Iran first. How do you like that? All the Christian Zionists out there that have such a hard-on for the secular state of Israel. Oh, wow, that's great. Have you seen the videos over the weekend coming out of Rafah? Little children with their heads blown off. Incinerated civilians. Prime Minister of Israel. Oh, that was a tragic mistake. We'll investigate it. We'll figure it out. Israel. You're insane. You're literally insane. Your theology is so bad that you are justifying genocide of children when the nation admits that they're doing it. Oh, but they said they were sorry. Jeez. Oh my gosh. It's just so ridiculous at this point. Yeah, the coping and the shilling just needs to stop. Are you America first or are you Israel first? Make a freaking choice, dude. Make a decision. Gosh, yes, Christian Zionism is idolatry. These people, my God, dude. You are unwilling to condemn, even when the Prime Minister of Israel admitted and confirmed that they murdered innocent civilians in Rafah. They admitted it. You people still will not condemn or criticize these people. My God, what is wrong with you? Something seriously wrong with you, dude. It's idolatry. That is idolatry. You worship Israel. You're unwilling to criticize that. You worship. That is your God. Not the God of Israel. You worship Israel. You're no different than these retards running around out here that are like, you know, how dare you criticize a black person? What? That's racist. That's white supremacy. You can't criticize a black person. That's oppression. What? You criticized an Israeli person? How dare you? You're like the woke right. You're the equivalent to the woke left, just on the right. Instead of black people, it's a Jewish person that is, if they're completely in the wrong, committing evil, I can't say anything. God is going to curse me. Shut up. My gosh, dude. Ugh. I'm so sick of retarded so-called Christians taking the Bible out of context. It's insane. Anyways. Just keep going with that. keep justifying little kids getting their heads blown off that have nothing to do with this, literally nothing to do with the conflict. Just keep justifying that. Yeah, God's chosen people. That's your justification, right? Okay. Jeez, dude. It's so wild. It's so crazy how people have gotten to this point. It's like a cult. It really is a cult. It's disgusting. It's weird, you know? Stop calling yourself a Christian, dude. Honestly, the hell's the matter with you? But like I said, what the hell do I have to do with both sides? You know what I mean? I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy in the situation. Anyways. Yes, Trump liked Drew's hair. That is a fact. Yes, yes, yeah. Trump told me he liked my hair. That was in 2019 when I met him for the first time at the White House. That is a fact. It was on PBS Live. That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a cult, dude. Anyways, you know, I don't like the cultness about it. Is that a word? Cultness, cult likeness, I think is that a better term? Am I just making up words here? Anyways, let's get back to the news. The charges were raised to felonies from misdemeanors by Bragg, who alleged that the falsification of the records was done in concert with a second crime, namely that of state election interference. This is the first time they've been sitting on this for a while. They're the ones interfering with the election. This is the first time a president, sitting or former, has been brought up on criminal charges. The jury began deliberating late Wednesday morning after over a month of hearing from various witnesses from the prosecution and defense. During the reading of instructions for the jury, Judge Juan Merchant said, "If there is a guilty verdict, it will be my responsibility to impose the sentence." It's a show trial. Trump's fate has already been decided. Merchant had also told the jury this the previous day after Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche asked for his client not to be sent to jail. During the defense summation, you heard Mr. Blanche ask you, this is how the judge responded to that, to not send the defendant to prison. That was not permitted, and you must not consider it. If the defendant is found guilty, sentencing will be my decision. Show trial. The judge also told the jury the previous day that they did not have to agree on the second crime that was committed in conjunction with the falsification charges. Trump defense attorney said that the jurors should have to agree on a single predicate crime to issue a guilty verdict in the trial. Prosecutor said that the law does not require jurors to do that, and the judge agreed with the persecution. Yeah, the persecution. Yeah, it's not the prosecution, it's the persecution. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely correct. I'm getting some texts. Yes. The jury is expected back in court on Thursday. That is tomorrow, May 30th, 2024, to resume their deliberations between 9 and 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. So the circus continues going on until tomorrow. And so this morning, before deliberations, Trump, this was either yesterday or today, Trump did make a statement on the entire issue. Let's listen to Trump.
Thank you very much. I would say, in listening to the charges from the judge, who's, as you know, very conflicted and corrupt, because of the confliction, very, very corrupt. Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections, and you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe. He's got to do his job. And it's not for me, that I can tell you. It's a disgrace. And I mean that. Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do. It's a very disgraceful situation. Every single legal scholar and expert said this is no case, it shouldn't be brought, and it certainly could have been brought 7 years ago, not in the middle of a presidential election. It was all done by Joe Biden. This judge contributed to Joe Biden, and far worse than that, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have a gag order. Far worse than that, by 1,000 times worse than that, the worst I've ever heard, but I can't talk about it. It'll be talked about, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. But it'll be talked about in the history books. What's happening here is weaponization at a level that nobody's seen before, ever. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen. So I'll stay around here. This is 5 weeks. And 5 weeks of really essentially not campaigning, although I took a big lead in the polls over the last few weeks. Something's going on. Because I think the people of this country see that this is a rigged deal. It's a weaponized deal for the Democrats to hit their political opponent. For Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, he's destroying our country. He's letting millions of people from jails, from prisons, from insane asylums, from mental institutions, drug dealers pour in. Venezuela, if you look at their crime statistics, they've gone down 72%. In crime, because they're releasing all their criminals into our country because of this horrible president that we have. And then they have a protest of Robert De Niro yesterday. He's a fool. He's a broken down fool standing out there. And he got maggot. He got maggot yesterday. He got a big dose of it.
Maggot?
But I just want to say it's a very unfair trial. It should have never happened. If it was going to happen, it should have happened 7 years ago. As you know, Bragg didn't want to bring it. The Southern District didn't bring it. The FEC didn't bring it. This judge didn't even let us use the number one election attorney. He's making the rules. He doesn't know anything about elections. He doesn't know anything about voting and vote counts. He doesn't know anything about this stuff. That's not his profession. We had the leading election expert in the country, Brad Smith, ready to testify, wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let another gentleman who represented, and you know very well, you saw it, it was the worst I think I've ever seen anyone treated on a stand. Bob Costello, wouldn't let him talk about all of the hundreds of emails that he was sent by a gentleman, another gentleman, who I can't mention because I'm gagged. Every time I speak to you, you ask me simple questions, I'm not allowed to give you the answer because I'm gagged by this judge. But we have a very, very serious problem here. I mean, our country's going bad. And remember, and let me just leave you with this. This is all because of Joe Biden and his, and I don't even think it's him. I don't think he's smart enough to think about it. But it's the people that surround him in the office. They're smart. They're fascists, they're communists, but they're smart. And they're ruining our country. But we're going to win this election. November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to take back our country from these fascists and these thugs that are destroying us with inflation and with everything they do, how stupid they are, allowing 15, 16, 17 million people into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. We're going to bring back our nation, November 5th. Remember, most important day in the history of our country. In the meantime, this trial is rigged. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's rigged. It's rigged. Everybody sees it. And that's why I've been saying this may not be the outcome you think it's going to be. But however, I'm telling you, if Trump gets convicted, that is the steroid injection immediately to the campaign. Steroid injection immediately. Trump's power level will, he will go full blown. Where is Dragon Ball Z? They're at like Ultra Instinct Goku. They're beyond Super Saiyan 4. They're just, this will be like Ultra Instinct Trump, dude. It's like final form. He's just, it's an ascension, dude. It's truly an ascension. Because political or religious, any form of martyrdom puts you on a whole other level. Whether you're murdered or you're imprisoned, it puts you in a whole separate class. And I'm not talking about like we need to like idolize Trump and worship him like a god. No, what I'm saying is this is human history. Whenever this happens, these individuals, these revolutionaries, they ascend into this position where the people wake up to, okay, they see themselves in that. That's us. It's not about worshiping Trump like a god. It's about that's us. They'll do it to him. They'll do it to us. And he's gone down before us. And we are going to go down next if we don't put a stop to this. And we'll see. And we shall see. And we shall see. But at this point, anything could happen. And I'm ready for whatever. I am fully ready for whatever may come. I don't know about you guys. But I'm fully ready for whatever may come. That's right. That's right.
But we got him rid of him.
We got some breaking news. Dan Bongino.
People too.
Dan Bongino is airing a phone interview with Trump. And I'm going to tap into this. Let's tap into this interview right now because I want to hear this.
They spied on my campaign. They did the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. They did FISA, everything. They did so many different things. The fake news dossier, remember the Fabius dossier that they paid like $12 million for? That was Hillary Clinton and the DNC. All this stuff they do, Dan. And then they accuse me of... And the funniest part, so they interfere with the election like nobody in history with their locked boxes and all the horrible things they did. And they sue me for election interference. Okay, you know, they're a disgrace. They're so bad for this country. These people, they're fascists. It's the only thing they're good at. They're not good at the wall. I can tell you, they're not good at keeping people out because we have about 16, 17 million people from a lot of bad places. You know, you have millions of people from prisons and from mental institutions pouring into our country and destroying our country, and this is what they focus on. It's just disgusting.
You know, Mr. President, one of the best lines I think you've given in an interview, I believe you told Sean Hannity, you said that your revenge will be success. And I got up and I thought that's fantastic. But by success, do you see personnel as being the biggest problem? And I ask you because you just hinted at something. The problem in government right now, we don't need more laws, Mr. President. We need better people who will abide by them. The Biden administration has thrown all this stuff out the window. His people don't care about the law. When you get into office the next time, personnel or policy, is there going to be a massive house cleaning here?
Policy, but, you know, the policy is largely common sense. We need borders. We need fair elections. We need a good military. We want low interest rates and taxes, you know, et cetera, right? So a lot of policy is common sense, but you need people. And, you know, we had a lot of great people. I rebuilt the military, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, all of the things that you know. But But I could have made some other choices too, because of some of the people I didn't like, and I didn't. But when I came in, we had I was in Washington my entire life, 17 times. I never stayed over, so I had to rely on people. And sometimes you'd speak to a rhino, and they'd give you some recommendation, whether they meant well or not, and they turn out to be not the great people. Now, unlike Biden, he never fires anybody. I fire people. I mean, think of it. In Afghanistan, they didn't fire anybody. Milley should have been fired. They all should have been fired. That was the most embarrassing day in the history of, period, in the history of our country, Afghanistan. The way they, not getting out, I was prepared. We were going to get out with dignity and strength. And keep Bagram, by the way, which is 1 hour away from China where they make their nuclear weapons, right? So, you know, that's the big Air Force base. But you look at Biden, nobody got fired. Nobody ever got. Did anybody ever get fired in the Biden administration? And I think they just don't want him to go out and write books. Like, you know, you fire some of these clowns that turn out not to be good, then they write a nasty book. So I guess maybe in one way he figures at least they won't write books now. Yeah, they'll get them later.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Personnel are policy. And if we don't get rid of some of these dogs in government who are screwing up
absolutely.
Our system of government,
then we're, you put somebody good in charge of one of these big agencies, you get somebody great, the agency's great. It's like a building. You get a good manager, in a building, it runs good. You get a bad one, no matter what you do, it's not going to run. It's the same thing, a little larger version.
Mr. President, I know you've got 1,000 important decisions you have to make about personnel with your team. I'm not naive to that, but I made the argument on my show a couple times. You may think I'm crazy, maybe not. I think your selection for Attorney General is your most important pick. Vice President's correct. Obviously important, but if we get the Attorney General wrong, I know you won't, but if we get that wrong after this abomination of justice and what happened to you, we're not going to have a country left. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's a very big choice, and I made 2 bad choices. Now, you know, I was loyal. Jeff Sessions, he was the first senator to endorse me. He came to me, please let me. He was begging me to do it after I won. And I was loyal, and he didn't have what it took. You know, as soon as he heard the word Russia, he ran for the hills. And Bill Barr, you know, unfortunately, and I know he endorsed me recently, so it's always tough to be, I mean, if you can believe that he endorsed me. But he was not a man of strength. He was a coward. And he was afraid to go after people on the election cheating that went on that you know and everybody knows where the brain went on. And we're not going to let that happen again. But I wish, I made 2 different choices there. I had it twice. And then you have other important positions, too. I think, by the way, I think defense was very good at the end. He did a good job. But we had mostly good people. You know, Bob Lighthizer was great. We had a lot of great people. But now I know everybody, Dan. I know the good ones, the strong ones, the weak ones, the dumb ones, the smart ones. I know them all. But I was never, I was never a Washington guy. I was with you in New York, and I knew New York very well. But now I know Washington better than probably anybody. And I know the good ones and the bad ones, the weak ones and the strong ones. And we got to get there. But that is an important. And then you need Secretary of State. You need Secretary of Defense. They're all important, Dan, every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Attorney General with everything at the weaponization of the Justice Department is really
very
troubling.
Important decision, no question about it.
Speaking of your trial here as well, Mark Levin, a friend of both of ours, a real great patriot there, he put out a very interesting thread this morning on his social media accounts talking about how the Supreme Court, and we don't know yet what's going to happen, but if there is a ridiculous conviction in this sham, disgusting, filth-ridden, grotesque trial, I don't have enough adjectives and adverbs to describe this abomination, that the Supreme Court should take this thing immediately on due process violations. They've yet to state a crime, no less prove beyond a reasonable doubt you committed one. Your thoughts on that and the left's attempts right now to intimidate the Supreme Court going after Alito and others. They're clearly doing that to send a message in case this winds up at the Supreme Court.
Well, they're trying to play the ref. Alito's a tough guy, and he's strong and very, very smart. And he put out a great statement today. In fact, I commented on it. I don't know if you saw that. On truth. Your people love truth, and so do I. And but I commented on it. I gave him a lot of credit for it. But they play the ref. You know, they intimidate him. They still, to this day, you know, by law, they have to give. You can't have protesters. You can't around their houses. They haven't done a thing. They haven't done a thing. What they're doing is so bad. They haven't done anything to protect the justices. It's really disgraceful what's going on. You know, all that, we heard about it for 2 years. But Alito's great. Tom is great. The three that I put in, I think they're doing it. I mean, it's a little early, but people are starting to warm up to him. I will say this, but they've got to be strong and they've got to be tough. Alito's been very tough, very good, and Thomas has been good. And we're going to see how it all works out. But it's such an important position, such a big deal. But when I look at the way they're treated, you know, they play the ref. They try and scare them. They try and, you know, like, look, they're humans like everybody else, but they try and do Bobby Knight. You know, the great Bobby Knight. He'd scream, scream, scream. And Bobby said, well, you're not going to win this one, but we'll win the next call, right? Yeah. And that's what they do with our judges. Not only the Supreme Court justices, but they do it with judges, and they do it with a lot of different people. They do it with a lot of different people where they're afraid to function. People are afraid to function because they don't want to go through it. But the and the problem is the left. Look, you know, the problem is the left. I see. I know the left. I know the right. The big problem here, and they don't talk about it, the problem is the left, and the big danger comes from the left.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I mean, obviously, they've taken on totalitarian tendencies. I mean, we've seen it. The evidence is everywhere. Mr. President, this discussion, I hate to even bring this, it's embarrassing to even have this discussion, but this is how crazy they are. This discussion of jail and the Secret Service advancing a jail, I mean, this is third world type stuff. I got to tell you, there are third world, you know, tin pot dictators who are watching this. They can't believe what's happening.
We're living in a third world country. We have no borders. They're pouring in by the millions, and they're coming from prisons and jails and mental institutions and insane asylums. And they're coming. They're terrorists. Massive numbers of terrorists are coming in. They're coming from the Congo. They're coming from all over Africa. They're coming from all over Asia, and they're coming from the Middle East, and they're coming from South America. But you would be amazed. The numbers are getting bigger outside of South America. They're coming from all over the world. We have no idea who they are, in many cases, from where they come. The only thing we know is they're tough as hell, and they're criminals. Many, many criminals are coming in. Many, many criminals are coming in. And this horrible president, the worst president in the history of our country, is allowing it to happen. He's destroying the fabric of our country. And we're going to have the biggest deportation effort ever. And we're going to start with the bad ones. And we know who they are. And you know who knows who they are? The local police. They know everything about them. And we're going to give immunity to them. And we're going to let them do their job because they have to. But local police, they're afraid to protect people because they end up losing their pension, losing their job. You know it better than anybody. They lose their family if they do their job. And we're not going to let that happen. They have to do their job.
So, Mr. President, Joe Biden had a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in a gym. I think about five people showed up, two family members and three members of the media. How does that make you feel that they're trying to hold you up in a courtroom? And the reason they're doing it is obvious.
Five people.
You go to the South Bronx, a deep blue area. Thousands of people show up. It's a raucous crowd. Joe Biden goes to an area, should be Democrat. And, you know, 5-10 people, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not too much. The guy can't draw a crowd. He can't compete against you.
He's not a leader. And the whole thing was a disgrace. The whole election was a rigged election and a disgrace. And we're going to make it up. November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to make it up. And we're going to make America great again. That's all I can tell you. We're going to do it fast. We're going to drill. We're going to get energy prices down. Like down, I say, drill, baby, drill. We're going to get energy prices way down. We're going to bring those numbers. I mean, people are looking at numbers sometimes as high as 50% of costs of things are up. No matter what they're making, they're getting wiped out. The middle class is being destroyed. The lower income people are, they can't even live under Biden. You know, he talked about Bidenomics. He doesn't use the term anymore. It's a disaster. But the people are being hurt in our country. Look, we wouldn't have had inflation. More importantly, because frankly, that's numbers and it's terrible. But we wouldn't have had all those people being killed in Ukraine. It would have never happened. Putin would have never done it. We would have had oil prices down. I mean, the high oil prices gave him the money to do it. And we had low oil prices. We had low energy prices. You wouldn't have had Israel. You wouldn't have had the October 7th attack in Israel. You wouldn't have had any of this stuff. You wouldn't have had China. China wouldn't be eyeing Taiwan, which looks like they want it pretty badly. They weren't doing it. I had plenty of talks with him, and I had plenty of talks with Putin. that would have never gone in. Putin would have never gone in. President Xi would have never gone in. We would have had a much different world. I'll tell you, Dan, you wouldn't have had those two things alone. You wouldn't have had inflation. And if you take those three out, and you would have had Iran was, as you know, they were broke. They weren't funding Hamas, and they weren't funding anything. They weren't funding Hezbollah. They weren't funding any of these terror states, these terror gangs, you call them, because they're gangs. And they were being funded by Iran. Iran had no money. They had no money. We had anybody bought, they couldn't do business in the United States. They had no money. And now they have $224 billion. A lot of money.
Yeah, that's great.
They're a different group, and they're looking to get a nuclear weapon, and they're going to have one soon, because this idiot is allowing them to have a nuclear weapon. And when they have, you're not going to be able to talk to them anymore.
Yeah, just a new report released on their progress. Mr. President, I'm sorry you're going through all this. Thanks for fighting for the country. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for these exclusive comments after this sham trial today. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
It is my honor to be fighting. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. President Trump, folks.
There he is, President Donald J. Trump. Wanted to tap in on that, guys, because I was seeing that all over X as I was talking. And so we were able to catch that phone interview with Dan Bongino and the Orange Man, President Trump himself. Really glad I got to catch that. I'm glad we didn't miss that, because I wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear that live with you guys. Screw me. I'll get the hell out of the way. I want to hear Trump. You know what I mean? Glad we got that treat. Glad we got that treat. And, by the way, in case you missed it, it looks like Hunter Biden will be activating soon. It's a clap back. Hunter Biden to sue Fox News for calling him a degenerate crackhead. Wow. Wonder how that one's going to go. When the Fox defense lawyers decide to pull out some certain evidence out of a certain laptop and certain photos out of a certain laptop. Wonder how that's going to go. Wonder how that is going to go. Hunter Biden is preparing to sue Fox News for defamation, alleging that the network exploited his drug addiction to dehumanize him and damage his father's reputation. Hunter's lawyer sent a letter to Fox News several weeks ago threatening legal action for allegedly collaborating with Trump operatives and pro-Russia nationals to defame him for profit. The letter demanded retractions, corrections, and on-air apologies from the network. Will Fox News cuck out and do it? Will Fox News cuck out and do it? We shall see, ladies and gentlemen. We shall see. Well, tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com/LFA. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA. To all my gun owners out there, listen up. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammunition grows slowly over time. Then it's stored for free while it builds up, then shipped wherever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. It is truly automated, set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing, pick your calibers, set your budget, select the shipping trigger, and that is it. Ammunition builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. Trust me, it is. And it's very customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Again, those coordinates are ammosquared.com/LFA, ammosquared.com/LFA. Please support the network. Keep LFA TV alive today by supporting the Based American sponsors that support us. And as always, guys, make sure to support me on my personal Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the chat, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'm going to be going live in about an hour. We're going to maybe do a couple days out of the week a couple hours early, and it's looking like we might be doing Wednesdays and Fridays. Drew Hernandez Live. It's looking like we might be selecting those days. And so I'm going to be roasting Trump and Bongino. Touched a little bit on this cringe Biden Kamala Harris pander rally. They were pandering to blacks today in Philly. Low turnout, low energy. Biden slurring, can't even talk. Kamala Harris trying to act like she's actually black. But we know she ain't black. I'm going to be roasting the whole thing tonight. All right? So we'll be starting in about an hour. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. And yes, we'll go over all of the intel. There's a lot of intel leading into day two of the Trump New York show trial deliberations. So we'll be breaking down all that intel tonight. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll be going live in about T-minus an hour. So I'll see you guys over there. If you love what you heard here tonight, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link. Please share it absolutely everywhere. But don't go anywhere because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys in about an hour on Drew Hernandez Live. And if I don't, I'll see you guys here again on Based America, hosted by me, only on LFA TV.